Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. This morning our talk is about celebrating the many different ministries within our fellowship. The talk is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz and the readings are taken from Exodus 35 verses 30 to 36 and Ephesians 4 verses 1 to 8. You can watch the whole service on our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel, both linked on our website.
The first passage is from the book of Exodus, and you'll have to excuse the pronunciation of some of the names because it's a long time since I read them. Then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make artistic designs for working gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stone, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic craftsmanship. And he is given both to him and to Oholiab, son of Abisanak, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as craftsmen, as designers, as embroiderers, in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, and as weavers, all of them master craftsmen and designers. So Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person to whom the Lord had given skill and ability to know how to carry out all the work of constructing the sanctuary, or to do the work just as the Lord has commanded."
The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 8. "As a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Cynthia. Let's start with prayer. Heavenly Father, as we celebrate all the gifts, the talents, and the grace that is in us, within us, in this body, Lord, may we be encouraged to know that you love us and that we have this extraordinary privilege to be part of your intentions and purposes for this world. Speak through me and through your words, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So in my list, it seems I've forgotten a very important team. If you look around at those beautiful flowers, we have an amazing flower team. And at the end of my sermon, I will kind of challenge you. If you're not part of a team, that maybe is a time for you to think about. And the flower team is a great. And someone is waving a flyer at the back, something. And yes, we also have people who are very good at designing things and flyers and things like that. So thank you very much. The wife of that person was very important in our church, just flagged back there. So you know who I'm talking about. Well, yesterday we had a great time as a PCC. Now, if you don't know what a PCC is, it stands for Parochial Church Council. And those are members of this church who have been elected and working with the vicar and with the church warden. We meet once a month. And part of it is enshrined in the kind of canon law, and it's about ensuring that the finances of the church are healthy, that the building is still standing, that we have proper policies. But it's also, most importantly, working with the vicar to ensure that the whole mission of the church is expressed in the best way we can. So we met yesterday, and we took time first to look back with gratitude, to look back at all the things that God is doing, has been doing through the life of His church, and all the ministries and the services. And then we looked forward to what God is maybe saying to us as a body here. And this is also, this is where we met, a beautiful place in Broomfield, Village Hall. If you don't know where it is, it's just next to Fine Court. And we were really grateful, I was very grateful for the weather, because I had said, please take your walking boots, because we'll have a walk, and it's great. It was dry and sunny. So that was great. But gratitude, we looked back with gratitude and celebrated all the voluntary work, all the skills, all the abilities that are expressed here in this church. And Paul, in that reading, is also saying something of that, about the celebration of the life that those early Christians had together and the gifts that God had given them to express God's intention and God's purposes in their own time. And but it starts this passage with saying, live a life that is worthy of the calling you have received. Walk in a manner that's worthy of the calling to which we all have been called. And often we read that very personally, you know, live your life worthy of being a Christian in the world, and it's important. But Paul has first in mind the body, the kind of the faith community that he's writing to, and he wants them to express the life of God as a faith community. He wants to make sure that when new people come, they can see something that's different, that they can't see anywhere else. That the way we live together is attractive, the way we speak of each other, the way we treat each other, the way we welcome one another and make people feel at ease and at home, the way we express our faith with relevance and with sensitivity, and the way we talked about Scripture. Paul urged them, and he urged us today, to work at it. It's not something that comes naturally. And he gives three attitudes to do that. Oops, there we go. No, it goes too fast. Three attitudes. He speaks of being humble, gentle, and patient. So let's start with gentleness. Gentleness has this idea of being kind with each other, being tender, being calm or contained, because where people are, conflicts will come. I think you remember a few weeks I said, you know, you only need two people to have a conflict. That's the reality of life. And what does it mean to work through those reality but with a kind heart and not overreactive? And I need to learn that too. I need to grow in not being overreactive, in trying to be gentle. And it's a grace of God. It's something God gives us and make us grow in our hearts. And then we have humility. Humility is being unassuming. It's realizing that even if we're very successful in something we do in the church, it's just grace. It's because God has graced us. And success is not about how important we are, it's just about faithfulness. It's about listening to God and doing whatever small or big God is asking us. At the end of our lives, God is not going to look at how big and how much you've achieved. I think the most important is, have you been faithful in what I have given you? That's so liberating, because I don't need to compare. We don't need to compare with each other. We just need to be responsive to what God is doing in our lives. And it's about celebration and using all the abilities, the gifts, and the experience we have without drawing attention to ourselves. That's to be humble. It's to know all that God has given us and to do it as an expression of our love for Him and to honor Him. And patient, I think it's about giving space to each other to grow, to be patient with one another. We all have flaws. And being patient is to make allowances for those flaws, because that's what God does. He knows we're not perfect, and yet He loves us perfectly. He gives us space, He gives us a life to grow and to develop. Bearing with one another in love is what Paul says with this idea of patience, bearing with one another in love. So three attitudes that will help our common life: patience, gentleness, and humility. And the purpose is to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit, through the bond of peace. Now, what is Paul saying here? What does it mean to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace? Well, first, if we just start with the first few words, make every effort, it doesn't mean make some effort. Or it doesn't mean, well, do your best, but don't take it too seriously. No, make every effort, all you can. This is a top priority in the life of a faith community. And why? Well, if you go back to the time of Paul, those first faith community, there was something that didn't exist anywhere in the whole world. All of a sudden, you had Jews and non-Jews sitting next to each other. That was unheard. They were enemies. You had free people, people with status, and slaves, people with no status, master and slave, sitting together. That was unheard in that time. And so there was lots of ground for disunity. What did it mean to be united? It was all about those socioeconomic status, the difference in culture. And the difference in culture is not national, you know. Those who are new, you might recognize I don't have really an English accent. So this is because I'm from another country, I'm from Belgium. But of course, difference of culture is not just different, you know, countries, it can be regional. You know, if someone comes from up north, we recognize, you know, we know where they come from. What does it mean to be a body where we celebrate our differences? We come with different educational background. Some of you have had the opportunities and the grace to go through university, maybe have higher education. Others are more practical. We all need each other. And that's what God has in mind. A body of faith that can be living together with all those differences. And so Paul speaks about what unites us is that we're all here because one day we felt God calling us to give our lives in service through Jesus. We realized what Jesus did for us, we responded in faith, and He has brought us into a body, a faith community. That's what Paul says. I think it's the next, there we go. That's this idea of grace and gift that we have in Jesus. We are baptized into one body. And so in the time of Paul, whether you were a Jew or a Greek, whether we're a slave or whether we're a master, whether we're very important or unknown, it didn't matter. Before God, we were all equal and part of God's family. And so the unity of the Spirit, which is to be preserved, is not the fact that there is one Spirit, because we can't change that. There is one Spirit, but it is because we are brought by that Spirit into one community of faith, and we are all different, and we need to learn to work with each other and to express God's intentions together. We are all fellow members, and we live in unity. Not one person is more important than another person. Maybe one person is more visible, like your vicar, but I'm not more important than anyone else. People who's doing the flower, the people who are behind the counter serving coffee, they're all part of God's plan for this faith community and for our town. Jesus is the one who brings us peace, so we need to be people of peace to one another. And with that, God gives gifts we have in this passage. He who ascended, that's speaking of Jesus going up, he gave gifts to his people, using an Old Testament passage to say that God has given to each of us abilities, gifts, talents to bring here in the faith community, but also to bring in where you live, in your own context, in the family, in your neighborhood, in the community, to be a blessing. That word gift is here grace of charis, and some knows about the word charismatic gifts or the charisma sometimes. And those are abilities or areas of service or ministries that God distributes to anyone as he wish, as he will. It's not something that belongs to us or to me. It's a gift. And it's to build each other. Now, Paul had received the gift of apostleship. That was planting churches where they had no expression of faith in his time. But he was expressing how then those gifts were given to the local churches. I think you remember each time we have communion, he says, though we are many, we are one body. We all have gifts that are different according to the grace given to us. And it's the Holy Spirit who gives that. And it's different from the gift that we received when with the Holy Spirit to grow our character, of Christian character. That's sanctification, we call. And this is what God produces through us, our character. And you know about love and joy and peace and kindness and generosity, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Now, those are gifts that are to build each other up and to build the faith community and to be a witness to the world. I'm going to give you a slide. You don't need to learn this, because just to show, look, there we go, an overview of what we have in the New Testament about all those gifts. And it's important to study them. But, you know, I like at the end, so it's known that there are about four passages that speaks about all those gifts, and then maybe the fifth one, 1 Peter. But the 1 Peter, I think, is helpful, because basically there are kind of two directions or two areas. One is more spoken, like people who are teaching or people who are here, and one is more rendering services, acts of service and mercy. And people are involved in different ways. And sometimes you feel, well, because I'm serving, no one really sees me. But you are important, and it's a gift from God to have that ability to serve, to sometimes be in the background, to have that love of serving others in the community. But you see all this list, you have words of knowledge, faith, gift of healing, gift of miracles, prophecy, discerning spirits, kinds of tongues. You have ministries that are more like, sometimes they call offices, like being a teacher or being a pastor. You have abilities to lead, and there's lots of people leading groups and helping people to grow in their faith. So all kind of gifts. But often we speak of that, and we forget our first reading. And they are also gifts of God. And if you look carefully, it says, very, very sorry, Andrew, for that you had to read all those names. I'm not going to read them, you know. I'll say, this is the man, Bezalel. But what we hear here is that a person has been filled with the divine spirit, with God's presence, God's spirit, enabled, been given abilities, knowledge, insight, and skills in artistic designs. And there are people who are very artistic. The flower team is an artistic gift. People have done those banners. There are people who can transform rooms and make them amazing. It's an art to transform this place to a quiet room. The people who are designing are flyers. They are gifts from God. And we need in our, I think, society, we need Christian artists. We need Christian people who are gifted by God to be involved in the industry of performances, in the movie industries. If you have seen a series called The Chosen, it's an amazing instrument to talk about the life of Jesus through a TV series. Those are gifts from God, gifts from the Holy Spirit, to express God's intention. So let's not reduce the gifts just to those lists. Let's be open to whatever God is leading us. And of course, here in this church, we have lots of artistic gifts, and we enjoyed the stable manners at the beginning of this year, and we have those gifts of singing and music. So that's, I think, where we grow also, building those teams, and that each team works together for a common good, a common purposes, and discerning what God is calling us to be. Together, everyone achieves more. I prefer, I think that's more like in the world, together, everyone, and it's true, but I think together, God's intentions and purpose can be expressed more. I think that's maybe a better definition, but it wouldn't work with the letters. But to be part of a team, and if you're not part of a team, and if you're exploring, you know, what God is calling me, well, maybe you do enjoy flower. So there is a flower team. There are groups meeting in homes to grow our faith, home groups or meeting in the church. There are life groups. You've seen the different groups that were standing, doing the welcome, the tea and coffees, the technical side, the singing. There are groups that are meeting to think about interest groups, like the Echo Church team, and or community involvements. Every month you hear about charity that we involve, and people are involved in the community, like the BISM and street pastors and mentoring. Trying to make sure I don't miss one now. I did speak about the welcoming, the prayer, the hospitality. Yeah, there we go. If I've missed, you come to me and says, "Vicar, you've not been good this morning. You've missed my team." But today is all about celebrating. Celebrating your involvement, celebrating your skills, the time you give to this church, and the time you give to God to serve him in the community. And I'm really grateful for all that you do. So let's continue to work together. Let's continue to have Jesus at the heart and at the center of all we do. And as we offer our lives, our whole lives, to his service, he will continue to equip us, to give us the gifts and the abilities we need to express his intention and his purposes. So let's finish with a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the gifts you have given us. Most importantly, for the gift of new life. It is so easy to trust in ourselves or in other things. But this morning we choose again to trust you to direct our lives and our priorities. We want to make you the most important thing in our lives, seeking to spend time with you every day. And fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may display your presence by the way we live. And may your love flow from us to every person we will meet. And may our hearts shine because it is filled with the joy and the peace you bring. May we love you, Lord, and we want to serve you well. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.